which the one? What are we talking about? We are at the end of a book. Means whatever was discussed in this book is going to be closed up and get to the end of the subject. What is the problem? The subject has no end. There is no end to the subject. So we are still handling it. And last time, if you remember good, in the last paragraph, it was a long paragraph, and I said in the middle of it that you think that when you listen to this Masnavi and you read it, and it's free to understand, or you think that those secret stuff, which is the most hidden part of the human being, will come from the mouth to the ear, just like that. In so many different books, different chapters, different examples, we talk about this, that this is to go deep down in humanity. And that going deep down means coming out of this me, this capital I, because the brain is made up to organize this. This is the machine. All the animals have it. What's your difference? In here, nothing. Understanding? We have imagination, which is beyond the animals. And we live in that. In time of Rumi, it was not this easy to say it. Now I talk about cyberspace. It has nothing to do with the animal. And has nothing to do with a single fellow. It is we, the culture of humanity, which is what? Which is a lot of stuff which is not here. It's in the heart, which is no place. Where is the heart? The heart of the matter physically is at the center of the matter. Here, I'm not talking about the matter. I'm talking about the spirit. The heart is out, is everywhere. Because there's only one heart. It's not my heart, your heart, it's heart. We're talking about passion. Passion is not understandable because, first of all, good thing, mainly passion, is silly, is stupid, it's ridiculous. I have something, there is something very good, I have it in hand, I give it to someone else. I'm stupid. That's what the logic is. My brain was made to take everything from me, right? The first priority of this is keeping me alive. No one else, me. And that's what it is. So what? With all animals that's there, we have the opposite of it. Giving. Sacrifice. And the best of all is love. The problem is, whenever we say love, you mix it with something you like. That's not it. Because the animals like a lot of stuff, but they don't know what love is. Love starts with selflessness. Coming out of this, letting go of this little I, thinking about we. Do you remember when we talked about it? Beginning of book 2, there was one verse which was out of text. In that beginning, he said, somebody asked, what is love? I said, when you become we, you understand it. When you remain I, you don't understand it. Because love, there is no I in love. I will vanish. That's what it is. And we know it's there. We have an example for it. What is it? Art, beauty. We know beauty is there. But does anyone capable to create it? There are these exceptions. That's the world. We started with this. Do you remember? Book 1, first paragraph. He said, think about the exception. The rule is something, okay, but exception. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is an exception fellow. That's music, that's what it is. And we understand it now. So he said, when I'm talking about it, you don't get it by your brain and logic to understand it. There is nothing to understand here. Here, everything is silly. We talked about we walking towards the improvement, and there was a necessity, he said, we live in a desert of no why. No because. Could you imagine that? Whatever you say, a scientist would say why. How? Right? Okay. I would say, Romeo is in love with Juliet. Could anyone say how and why? No. Even those fellows, they'll say, we don't know. It's like a madness, but it's here and it's fantastic. And everybody knows, yes, it's fantastic. Everybody envies them. Although they don't have the happy ending for your story making. Why? Because there is something else here. And that's why we are here. We are pushed to be out of ourselves. Do you remember when did it happen? There was a time that all of the human beings, they had privacy. Just like a cow or a dog or a pigeon. Privacy. They know what they're doing. We started to lose that privacy at the first moment that we became human being. When was that? When is the first moment that we become a human being? Talking. And with talking, you're open to everyone. You open your mouth, everybody knows who you are, what you think, what your imagination will. Your privacy starts to vanish because we don't need privacy. We need collectivity because with each other we learn everything. Whatever you know, how did you learn it? From we, the culture, this is it. Is it? This is it. There is a magic. In this existence, there is the magic. Look at Michelangelo Buonarroti. It's a man which is hammering the stone. Yes, he made a statue that centuries, nobody dares to say it could be better. And it's so beautiful, so breathtaking. What is there? Nothing. It's a piece of marble, period. but it will provoke your imagination with all these proportions and the illusion of the movement, and all of that will give you that feeling. These are the exceptions which are being injected in we, and this we is growing up. Now, up to here we talked about the problems and what the main problem is. What is the main problem? Always. Capital I, me, I am the problem. Whatever happens, who is responsible? Me, right? Okay, this me was so silly, who couldn't understand the magic. The magic was a river, which is water. And all the believers will drink from this water. But the Egyptians, the people of Pharaoh, they come and pick it up and it turns blood. Do you remember the story? He said, okay, he came to his friend and said, okay, this is your cheating prophet, so take a little bit for yourself, then I drink from it. Okay, he said, here it was water turned to blood. Water, blood. I said, okay, you stupid fellow. Why do you call it magic? What do you call it bad? Change yourself. Then you could drink, right? Today, we hear the magic. The magic happens, and this guy will turn around. But pay attention of the problem he explained in the last paragraph. That by just listening to it, you will not get it. You should feel it. You should somehow touch the deeper level of the meaning in here. See what's happening and what will happen. Okay, who is the Gita party today? Will. You are the guilty one.
How the Egyptians sought blessing and guidance from the Israelite, and how the Israelite prayed for the Egyptian and received a favorable answer to his prayer from the Most Gracious and Merciful. The Egyptian said, "Offer a prayer, since from blackness of heart I have not the mouth. For it may be that the lock of this heart will be opened, and that a place will be to this ugly one at the banquet of the beauteous. Through you, the deformed may become endowed with beauty, or an Iblis may again become one of the cherubim."
Okay, what's happening? The guy wants to be a believer, but he cannot. Because he is that stupid fellow. He's the enemy. And by with just deciding, you will not change. If that was that easy, everybody has some moment that, okay, I'll change to the best. Yeah. A couple of seconds later, you forget about it. Here the guy understands that, hey, here we need the prayer. We need the magic stuff. And I cannot do it because I have a black heart. You could do it. What's happening here? A part of the story. The guy understands that, oh, there is a difference between me and a believer. So my mouth is connected to my black heart. His mouth is open. So he could do it. Now he explains it that, listen, it's like this. You could change this state that I'm in. Yes.
Or, by the august influence of Mary's hand,